Thursday, Parsha 27, Shir Yud Dalad 14.
Trying to pull everything together all the way at the end. We're holding in the sugi on the bottom of Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis Toner Abanan Chosan Vishush Binon Vichol Binei Chope Tur Minatvilo Minatvilin V'chayovin Kriya Shema. What does it mean? Chosan Vishush Binon Vichol Binei Chope Tur Minatvilo Minatvilin V'chayovin Kriya Shema. Pashut means everyone is chayiv putter in this and chayiv in that. That's pashut pshat. The Michtam brings another gear so that maybe avada the chassan is going to be putter from kriya shma. Shaila is about the shushbinin. Avada the chassan is going to be putter from kriya shma. The shaila is in the shushbinin. Why would the chassan avada be putter from kriya shma? Wait a second. Why the Shishbin and Pata from Tefillah and Tefillin? So, why would they be Chayiv in Kriyishma? So then, why would a Chassan be Chayiv in Kriyishma? It could be that we'll have to see that there are diagrams. It could be a different reason why a Chassan is Pata from Kriyishma. Maybe Chassan is Pata from Kriyishma because he's Isaac B'mitzvah. We said a Chassan is Pata from Kriyishma. From Laila Rishonach Yisamaisa. So the Chassan has a Ptur Kriyishma from a different din, because the Chassan is Isaac B'mitzvah Sbila. He's different than the Shushbinan and the Chup and the Obnei Chup. The Maisa, aside for the mitzvah Misameach the Chassan, aside for whatever the Simchas Chassan that's going on, he has a mitzvah Sbila. So therefore, maybe he's Pater from Kriyishma because of that. It seems like the other Rishonim all learn Chassan Shushbinu Chobin Chup Turim Chupa Metzvilin VeChayev VeKriyishma. The Chassan is Chayev in Kriyishma. Maybe we're not talking about the first night in Achanami. The Miri says in Achanami the first night of Adar the Chassan is going to be Patur, but for a different reason. We say that there is Chayev in Kriyishma means everything aside for the first night. Why are they Patur Menatzvilah Menatzvilin? Says Rashi, Turim Menatzvilah Deboy Kavana Menatzvilin Mishum Shchicha Shikris. The Kalis Roish. What is Tefillin have the problem with Shikris and Kalis Roish? The Mefarshim explain because Tefillin can't have Hesach Hadas. I think that the Meiri says that. Also say for Amichtam. Tefillin Amitzorch Shalei Siach Taita Mehem. So Tefillah needs. The kavana, tefillin also needs that you can't be masiach das from them. So both of them need your undivided attention.
Not a lot of drama when you're drunk.
That's just pasuk rishon. Apparently they're able to do that.
Even when you're drunk.
Yeah, only shmoneh esrei not when you're drunk. What? And therefore what? You're allowed to say if you pasuk rishon. Yeah, it's only omer lefnei melech. Kriyishma is not omer lefnei melech. Yeah, the only thing you're not allowed to do is Shmar Esrei. Zedachzach. Akoponim, my friends, I have a question for you, a different question. We'll try to get back to the other questions. Does Tefillah need your undivided attention? Yes. Does Tefillah need your undivided attention? Yes. So how do you daven in your Tefillah? Let's start this again. Does Tefillah need your undivided attention? Yes. Does Tefillin need your undivided attention? Yes. How do you daven in your Tefillin?
One putting it on.
How could you give your undivided attention to both of them?
It's the same one you have to give.
What does that mean?
It's like the same attention you're supposed to give for Tefillin. It's the same attention you give for Tefillin.
I don't understand. You have to imagine to be a little better. Rabbi Yisai, this is not my kasha. Shita mekubetzes. In Menachas Frekti Kasha. I was shocked, but he asked the question. Let's see it inside. Hold on, before the Teretz, let's see. Menachas, Dav Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Let's figure it out. Here we are. You can pass this around. It's Shita Mekubetzes Menachas, Dav Lamed Vav Amid Beis, thanks to Rabbi Avram Goldberg, Shlita. He brings in the Gilyan, the Hiksha, Rav Rab Simcha. Even the tefillin boy kavana, ech yachal ispalel. Oy likois kriyashma behen da inunami boy kavane. Azoy frek. And his teretz, by the way, is something totally wild. We'll go back to his teretz. V'tiretz da isik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. V'gin she'ev sh'loi l'kaim sh'leim b'yachad. In achanami, you can't. It's a yev sh'loi isik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Pell, we'll get back to it, What's the question? The question is that we seems that you need your undivided attention for tefillin and your undivided attention for tefillah. So how could you give both of them my undivided attention? Answers the shita. You can't. In a chanami. We'll get back to his teretz. I don't want to talk about his teretz yet.
If you're the one wearing tefillin, which attention do you have to give?
I don't want to talk about his teretz yet. Huh?
Imagine you're only wearing tefillin. You're not davening. Which attention do you give to tefillin?
If you're only wearing tefillin,
yeah.
You're undivided attention.
Like, what's the attention you give? Thinking about the tefillin?
How do you learn wearing tefillin?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, how do you learn wearing tefillin? What's the point of wearing tefillin? If you can't do anything when you're wearing tefillin. What?
Did you say that before?
You need kavanah
just to put it on.
No, we said maybe the mitzvah of aliyad is just the putting on, but the mitzvah al roish is the having the tefillin on. You can't be tzichtas in tefillin shel roish. The whole hesachadas is from tefillin shel roish, not from tefillin shel yad. The whole din hesachadas is from tefillin shel roish, not from tefillin shel yad. That's why if a person's mesiach das, anyone that ever talks in the tefillin, you ever saw people that talk in the tefillin, what do? They pick up their tefillin. What about the tefillin shel yad? No problem. They don't have to worry about that. It's only tefillin shel roish is a problem. So we're talking specifically about tefillin shel roish. So I would have said something, which Yitzi Mendel said something basically along those lines, is that if you look in the Lashon Rishonim, they don't say you need kavana on your tefillin. It doesn't say that. It says you can't be mesiach das from your tefillin. It's not the same. I don't know if it's the same thing. Now, it can't be mesiach das. It says tefillah needs kavana. Shema needs kavana. Tefillin, you can't be mesiach das. Now, getting drunk, hold on a second, getting drunk is a stira to be not missing das. So not being missing das also means something. But it doesn't mean that I have to put my attention in the same place. It's not like they're both my undivided attention. It's two different things. Tefillin, you can't be missing das from. And your tefillah, you need kavana. I'll be masbir perhaps as follows. What do you say?
Mesiach Das means that you can't not think about your tefillin.
Right.
So you don't need necessarily big kavanah, but you can't. Right. If your undivided attention is on davening.
So I'll explain. Okay? Perhaps as follows. When do we daven? When do we put on our tefillin? I'm sorry, let's do that better. When do we put on our tefillin? When we daven. Is that like a coincidence that we just like, you know, we want to do two mitzvahs at once? Or the pshat is, the tefillin are there in order to enhance our davening. My chavrusa Ezra's nusach was your tefillin is your antenna for your davening. So is that called being mesiach das when I'm focusing on my tefillah? I mean mesiach das from my tefillin. That's like my muscle was a person that wears a batting glove while he's batting. Is he being mesiach das from his batting glove if he's batting? That's what you're using your glove. You're using your tefillin. You're not being mesiach das from your tefillin. Kavana means I have to direct my words in a chanami, but that's not called being mesiach das. I'm at no time. I'm utilizing my tefillin. Mesiach das is dvar b'tefillin. Like what are you talking about? Where are you going for dinner tonight? While you're wearing your tefillin, what shaychus does it have to your tefillin? Nothing. You're being mesiach das. You're moving out of that.
What about when you make a bracha?
What? Oh, then when you're making the bracha on your tefillin, you have to have kavana on your bracha in a chanami. So you're not davening then. Then you have to have kavana on that bracha. But while you're davening, you're being mechaving the words of your tefillin. It's not called being mesiach das from your tefillin. Let me see if that's from your tefillin. That's what I would have said. In a chanam, if you look in the shita, he says shneim boy kavana. See, that makes a clash. I said, one's Mesiach Das, the other one's Kavana. It's not a clash. I'm not Mesiach Das when I'm using my Kavana for my Tvila. But the Shita has it as a clash. So what does he say as a Teretz? He says, Ein Achanami. Ein Achanami. You're Takanat. Because it's Oisik Mitzvah, Patur HaMitzvah. Let's get it straight. What's his Teretz? I'll see it again. He says, V'tiritz, Deha Oisik B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, even sheev shalom kaim shnei biyachad. You're right. You taka pater min haMitzvah. So let's get it straight. Which mitzvah is he saying that you're being pater from? You have two mitzvahs going on at once: davening and your tefillin. Is he saying you shouldn't daven? You shouldn't daven.
No.
So when we put on a tefillin, we don't daven. Is that what he's saying?
No.
He can't be saying that.
But
because we all wear daven in our tefillin. So what is he saying?
You shouldn't. tefillin.
Drop the kavanah on your tefillin. Drop it. Don't worry about it. I don't have kavanah on my tefillin. No problem.
As long as you have, but you put on tefillin first, Rabbi.
What?
As long as you have kavanah davening, you're not going to see a tefillin.
He doesn't say that. That's what we wanted to say. He's saying you are Mitzvah Klas Mitzvah, but don't worry about it. Because Isaac Ben Mitzvah, Patrim and Amitzvah. He's saying, don't worry about the vacuum of Siach Tassim Mitzvah. Isaac Ben Mitzvah, Patrim and Amitzvah.
So why do you put it on
Mitzvah?
What?
Maybe Mitzvah Tassim Mitzvah.
What? What do you mean? Why is that called Mitzvah Tassim? Because he understands that when you say you need to have kavanah in your tefillin, it means you have to be thinking about your tefillin. And I'm not thinking about my tefillin, I'm thinking about my davening. We thought maybe it's all working together, that your tefillin is your antenna. He doesn't go with that. He goes, you need kavanah on your tefillin. So then I don't have kavanah on my tefillin. I don't! Why?
Because you have put on tefillin. If it's a mitzvah, I need to put on tefillin.
So I put on tefillin first in order to be mekayem mitzvah's tefillin. And then I daven, and then I'm going to be mesiach tas for my tefillin.
How do you do that? Yeah, how do you push
it? So this is the chayr of the kasha. I don't get it. Which one are you Isaac in? Which one is a pele otzum? Which mitzvah are you Isaac in? Tefillin or tefillah? What do you do first? First you want to get tefillin. So if you're telling me you're Isaac in tefillin, so then Andrew, I should putter from tefillah. That's what David was saying. You should putter from tefillah. I'm first wearing my tefillin. I am Isaac. I'm Isaac because my headspace is, I have to have kavana. It's a steer. I can't do both. So which one should I do? The one I'm in the middle of. Why am I stopping the one I'm in the middle of? I'm not finished my mitzvah of tefillin.
You're not finished the mitzvah. You're not Isaac in it.
Yeah, sure you're Isaac in it. Give me something to throw at him. Can I have that? Thank you very much. For sure you're Isaac in him. What are you talking about? What's the vart of Isaac? I'm busy with this, I can't do that. You're saying there's a stira, I can't do both. That's the epitome of Isaac. Ein lecha Isaac gadol mizu. Ein lecha Isaac gadol mizu. I can't do both. There's no such thing as chashanit. Ein lechanami. Ein lechanami. Matzi's asking good. You should be part of the wall mitzvahs. But you didn't answer my question.
It doesn't
finish. You have a person has a. That's a different child. You're asking, how is he allowed to keep wearing his tefillin? Good child. I'm going to get that. We'll get back to that also. What?
You should be butter.
No, let me explain something to you. Okay, Rabbi Zayn, let's just get clear. I want to clear up one thing. If I'm wearing my tefillin, can I give tzedakah at the same time?
Yes.
It's not considered as if I'm like going to be Mesiach Das in my tefillin? My Mesiach Das in my tefillin?
No.
No? What? No, I'll put my hand on my tefillin and give my tzedakah. I could do that. But tefillah needs your undivided attention. And tefillin needs your undivided attention. Can I do both of those at the same time?
Yes.
No. The Shita says no. If I can't, then I don't care what you're going to say. It's Shaschani Yosam. It doesn't make a difference. I cannot do both of them. I have a mitzvah to wear tefillin. I'm wearing my tefillin. My mitzvah wearing tefillin continues. It's tefillin shalroish. The mitzvah continues. So I have a mitzvah. I can't take my mind off my tefillin. I can't do that. So why am I stopping in order to do mitzvah of tefillin? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, according to the Shita, by Shemoneh Esrei, would you be able to take off your tefillin because you're
the pattern? Oh, we'll get back to that also. Back to that, and that is the same thing. I'm going to get back to that. So I'd like to suggest pshat. Rabbi said, this is a shtarka kasha. Perhaps the pshat is as follows. I'd like to suggest based on emek brocha. Maybe as follows. Let's ask another question. According to you, Shita Mekubetzes, why are you still wearing your tefillin? Why do we wear our tefillin when we daven? Why are we doing that? We're being Mesiach Das. We should take off a tefillin. Now, should you? Maybe I would even say maybe it should be also to wear your tefillin because
not a mitzvah if you're not.
You're not being a kaima mitzvah, so what am I wearing my tefillin for? Zok the emek brocha, you saw it. It says, Avada, there's a mitzvah of wearing your tefillin even if you're not, if you're Mesiach Das. There's a mitzvah of just having the tefillin on your head. No. But there's an extra Tosefes in the mitzvah, Cheski can help me out over here. Tosefes in the mitzvah, if you have your das on your tefillin. It's like, it's doing the mitzvah b'shleimusoi. It's the spitz mitzvah is when I'm thinking about the tefillin. The fact that I have the tefillin on my head is already a mitzvah. So should I wear my tefillin even if I'm not thinking about them?
Yeah.
Not only are you allowed to, but you're getting a mitzvah. You're getting a mitzvah.
So you speak about what
so
you're
just doing. Hold on. Let me finish the thought. So you're getting a mitzvah. If I'm wearing my tefillin and I'm misiach, then getting a mitzvah. I get a bigger mitzvah. There's an extra mitzvah, more of a mitzvah, if I have kavana. So memela, perhaps what the Shita is saying is as follows. When do I say, oisek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah? That's only if... If I go to the second mitzvah, I lose the first mitzvah. But what happens if I go to the second mitzvah, I still have the first mitzvah? Do we say Isaac mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah?
No,
we wouldn't. No. Oh, we're going to get Good. When do I say Isaac mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah if I'm going to lose the first mitzvah? Or we are not going to lose the first mitzvah? Maybe that's why he says. That's why you go to the second mitzvah. But what about the fact that I'm not being mechaven? Oh, it's a mitzvah. But doing a mitzvah on the other mitzvah. It's only this would be not like the Mordechai. We said the Mordechai says, you know, I'm just going to lose out on a knetch in the mitzvah. I'm not going to do the mitzvah the same awareness, with the same headspace, with the same clarity. Oh, you see, mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So twice is not mashma like the Mordechai. In a Hanami, maybe the Shita is not like the Mordechai. That's what it would come out. Kenzai.
Unless it's a whole other mitzvah.
What?
Have kavana,
if you say mitzvah. The Taka the Lashon Emek Bracha is a whole other mitzvah, then I don't understand. But then I don't understand. Why do you stop the first mitzvah?
The first mitzvah is paying your tefillin. You never started to have extra kavana yet.
What do you mean?
You started davening.
Why? What do you mean?
Now that you started davening.
What do you mean? When I put on the tefillin, I'm giving it to my undivided attention right now?
No, you're not.
When I put it on, I'm not giving my undivided attention? Why not?
Because that's not what
why not?
Otherwise, it's shver. Otherwise, it's
not. Okay, but how could you put on your tefillin and not put on your, but not giving my undivided attention?
Because that's not the mitzvah you're trying to do right now.
Why not?
Because then you're in big trouble.
Okay, but you can't say that. Then you're in big trouble. When I put on my tefillin, of course I'm giving my tefillin undivided attention.
If you have two separate mitzvahs, right? Then what mitzvah are you trying to do? You're trying to play
both.
Well, but then you're messing yourself over.
Okay, but you can't say I'm not doing it in order not to mess myself over.
Yeah.
Every person puts on the tefillin, they give the tefillin undivided attention. Why not? Give me a reason why not. When you put on your tefillin, do you, Chesky, give your tefillin undivided attention, put it on?
Sometimes I try.
Yes. That's a yes. Okay? So now, why am I going to tefillin now? I'm giving my tefillin undivided attention. I'm always going to mitzvah. I'm going to lose that mitzvah. I'm not going to do tefillin. I'm not doing that. It doesn't make any sense.
The other option is you have to say that mitzvah of undivided attention is only like a once... thing.
No, it's not. No.
Then you're in big trouble.
No, why? No, it's a
Tosefes. You either say that you're not doing that mitzvah.
It's a Tosefes. Listen. It's a Tosefes to the mitzvah. It's an added prat in the mitzvah. On that, we're not going to say oisik mitzvah patur on a mitzvah. Patur from a mitzvah, you're going to miss. You're going to miss an entire mitzvah. That's what Mashman Tosefes. This is if I'm going to miss my first mitzvah, I can go to the second mitzvah. But if I'm not going to miss my first mitzvah, do the second mitzvah. So the Mordechai is not like that. So maybe the Shita is going like the Mordechai is going like the Tosefes. In a Hanami, there's a Tosefes in having kavana during the mitzvah, but for sure you're being makayim a mitzvah if you're not, and maybe it's not two mitzvahs. I don't know where you get two mitzvahs from. Where there's two mitzvahs in the Torah, there's one of them. One of the tariyag is wearing tefillin, the other tariyag is having kavana of your tefillin. It's dachsach. The choyra, the pashut pshat is it's a tosefes in the mitzvah. And Eibah say zok the shita on a tosefes in the mitzvah. Drop it. Drop it. You have a choice: two mitzvahs or a tosefes in a mitzvah. Which one should you do? Do the two mitzvahs. How am I not having kavana? Because now I'm oisik in the second mitzvah. Zay dachsach, my friends. Okay. Aboisai, is azay. Why is a person who is chosen and shoshbin, and why they putter? Rashi said, because mishum deshchicha shikros vekalos reish. Why does that make you putter from a mitzvah? Okay, because you can't have kavana. You can't have kavana.
So you're not on tefillin.
Oh, So why don't you put on your tefillin? Oh, because tefillin needs has can have hesachatas. Or but if you what we just said from the emek bracha that there's a zach a cheftza from tefillin even without hesachatas, even if you have hesachatas. So don't put on tefillin.
Why can't they put on tefillin?
No, we said he's patur min
ha-tefillin. The bracha needs kavana.
Well, why?
So you want to make a bracha? Why the bracha doesn't need kavana. The only thing that needs kavana.
You need something.
Why?
Some little kavana.
So what?
So what? Shema also tefillin. This means you could stop for a second and say Shema.
Right. Why put on tefillin? Echtrach is a different reason, my friends. It's not, you're not pater because you can't have kavana. You're pater because it's a bizoyin for the tefillin. It's a bizoyin for the tefillin. Azoy v'per. It's a bizoyin for the tefillin. You're going to wear tefillin and you're going to be a shikar. The Rav Taka says azoy. The Rav says, you know why a shikar is pater? So, I always say, we can ask a question. Why am I pater from the tefillin? Why don't you just not be shikar? Why is he putter? I think that the pshat is, we're not saying you're putter because you're allowed to get drunk. It's not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is, we know that Lamaisa is people getting drunk. Nothing's going to happen. So because of that, we said, okay, it's a bizoyin for the tefillin. Chasen Shishbina, we're puttering them from tefillin. We don't want, a person shouldn't wear tefillin.
Why not buy something by Kirishma?
What?
See, by Kirishma, it's not a problem. You can say the first pasuk.
In a chanami.
Same. So when they're drunk, you just take them a second.
Because you could do it for a second. For a second, you could do that. But you're wearing a tefillin. You're wearing a tefillin. This person's going to be wearing tefillin, and he's going to start saying foolish things and ridiculous things. And it's tefillin is nishkin pasht zach. Tefillin needs gufnaki and all that. When a person wears tefillin, tefillin is pear. All these things. Yeah, you don't mess with tefillin.
What?
Kind of rasha though. Okay. Says Rashi.
How can you say Isaac to Zion, which is a license? What
did you say?
Zion is a license.
I don't know if it's a loisa say. I don't know if there's a lav here really in the Torah. I don't know if there's even a lav. I'm not sure what the. There's no isser of tefillin necessarily. It's no real isser.
Zion's not an isser?
I don't know what the isser. What's it, what
you
it,
can't
it,
say Isaac Mitzvah if it's.
In a chanami, it's not Isaac Mitzvah. We're not doing Isaac Mitzvah.
No, I'm saying because of
right,
Zion.
Right.
Then why were you?
In a chanami. We're not saying you're allowed to get drunk or anything right. Like that. Well, we're just saying because people do it. Lamaisa is what's happening. So because in order to avoid having a bizayin for tefillin, we're going to pat you from tefillin. What? It is. Because the mice, we know this is happening. This is going to happen. We're being pragmatic. We're not. This is. I think according to the Rav, this is purely pragmatic. This is understanding. This is what's going down. So you know, we should tell them people to stop drinking. But in the meantime, there's Lamaisa, there's people that are dysfunctional in the world, and in order to avoid them, you know, making a bizayin of the tefillin, they're making enough a bizayin of themselves by being drunk. Should make a bizayin of the tefillin also.
So by doing him a favor by saying he's putter from tefillin.
We're just being pragmatic. Yeah, we're being pragmatic. We shouldn't make a bizayin. That's what it seems like from the rabbi. Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai. What about his chayiv and kriyash masas rashi demitzas kavanosoi? Ein ala pasuk rishon v'chom leishiv liyashiv daitam shokadana kdei likra pasuk rishon. However, mishum abshila amru says Rashi chasan potter mikriyashma detorit v'shara b'nei chupa chayovan lesli lahani tanai oisik mitzvah potter mena mitzvah. Rashi seems to say. These Tanaim don't. Rashi's saying they don't hold the Patur min Isaac Mitzvah, Patur min HaMitzvah. How does Rashi see that? Because why are the Shishbin Uchol B'nei Achupa Chayiv in Kriya Shema? Why aren't they Patur? The Chasan is Patur. Why is everyone else not Patur? Why then you say Isaac Mitzvah, Patur min HaMitzvah? It's Elamai, he doesn't hold Isaac Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah. And the other Tana also doesn't hold it. Hani Tanoi means both of them. Why not? Because why do the Tana Kama say everyone's Chayiv in Kriya Shema? Why are they Chayiv in Kriya Shema? It must be he doesn't hold the Isaac Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah.
Well, because it doesn't say that they're Patur from everything.
What?
It doesn't say that they're Patur from everything.
They are. They're Patur from Tvilah and from Tvilin.
That would be Isaac Mitzvah, which I've said, the Kolam Mitzvah.
Yeah, okay, same thing. Basically the same thing. In other words, I would have thought maybe the Ptura of Tefillah and Tefillin is because of Isaac Mitzvah, Patur, and HaMitzvah. But why are they Chayiv in Kriya Shema then? The Me'iri says a little bit different than Rashi. The Meiri says Avada this Tana holds of Isaac Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. And still, he says you're going to be Chayiv in Kriya Shema. Why are you Chayiv in Kriya Shema? Says the Meiri. He says, Shebetfilas Shachris Adayin Lo Higia Zman Simcha Uba'arvis Kvar Ovra. We daven, we say Shema in the morning and at night. So because you're saying Shema in the morning and at night, so therefore it's not the Zman where you're being Misameach. For that reason, it wouldn't use the klal of Oisik Mitzvah Patman HaMitzvah. So the Meiri is saying, Be'etzem, I would say over here that Be'etzem, I would say over here, this mandarma holds of Oisik Mitzvah Patman HaMitzvah. And if there would come a mitzvah, B'shas, you're being Misameach, I would taka say you're going to be Pater. But because Kriya Shema comes before and after the Zman of the Simcha, therefore, I'm not going to say Pater.
Where do you get that from? Saying at night? Shabbat Brach is at night, I'm sorry.
What?
Shabbat Brach is at night, that's what you're saying. So you're saying these specific people do it in the afternoon.
Right. No, because it doesn't go the whole night. You have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema can go all the way until, you can do Kriya Shema all the way till the morning. Right, the Shabbat Brachas ends usually at around 9 o'clock.
What's your
pater? It's Oisik Mitzvah. You're not Oisik Mitzvah anymore. If an Ani comes to you and you don't give him tzedakah, and then he comes to you after you finish the Shabbos Avedi, you're not pater anymore. So,
Chayra. Even if
we only said it when it comes to Shluchei Mitzvah because you're Oikir Makam Dira, but this is something else. It's over here. The Chayra, over here, is just being pater because he's Misameh Chasen. It's Padim Sameh Chasan. What? Only Shasta Yoisek, Lechayra. Rashi seems to say no. Rashi seems to say. Yeah. That's Dafim Vissen. Why, according to Rashi, would that be considered that you're Oisek B'mitzvah? Rashi says they don't hold the Oisek Mitzvah. If they would hold the Oisek Mitzvah, they would pat to you from Kriya Shema. They would pater everyone from Kriya Shema. Why the pater from Kriya Shema? Stop and listen. I'll call upon him. According to Rashi, the Choy would come out that according to this Tana, Chassan is going to be Chayiv in Kriya Shema even Laila Rishayna. Why? Because he doesn't hold the vice of Mitzvah pater Meritza. So the Meiri said, "Achasin Nevadis Pater Laila Rishoina." It's just a question of the other Lailas. This that it said, "Achasin V'Shushminu Chol Bnei Chup Pturim Mina Tefillin V'Chayavim Bekriyash Ma Chayavim Bekriyash." Means aside for the first night. According to Rashi, even the first night is Chayiv. Aye, what about Oisik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah? So this Tana doesn't hold the Oisik Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. If according to Rashi, you could take it Kipshutoi Lichura. Okay. However, the Ran asks a kasha over here on Rashi. Comes out, if you don't hold Oisik Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, so I don't understand. So why is a Chassan Pater from Kriya Shema? So, why is a Chassan Pater from Kriya Shema? The answer is, he has a Tirda. Yeah, but... Tirda, that's like Tavas Minas Abayam. Avil also is Tarid. And we said Avil's Chayiv in Kriya Shema, Avil's also Tarid. So, why is a Chassan Pater from Kriya Shema? So says the Miri. Miri says the Tirda is going to Pater. Yeah. So says the Meiri, over here, there's the Tirda is going to be a Tirda de Mitzvah. So Rabbi said that really only makes sense, the Meiri Lishitasai. The Miri said that the pasuk of Velech Tcha Baderech Prat Lachasan is not coming to teach you the din of Isaac Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah at all. It's coming to teach you the din of Tarid is Pater from Tefillin. However, according to Rashi, that Rashi used the pasuk of Velech Tcha Baderech to teach me the din of Isaac B'Mitzvah. So according to the Man Norma, that doesn't hold of Isaac B'Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah Mitzvah. So why is a chasan pater on the first night of Kriyat Shema? Or chasan pater during Shevar Brachos?
Even according to Miri, we said it's only a din in Kishma.
And a chalami. Oh, here's din in Kriyat Shema. Say chasan is pater mi Kriyat Shema.
So what does the first one say?
Focusing on the Shashvina.
Saying, it says, Chasan is pater mi kriyat shma detarid. Mishar b'nei chupa chayovim. Less than time, Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah. You don't have pasuk mitzvah pater, but Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah. So why is it that a chasan is going to be pater from kriyat shma? He's not as Isaac mitzvah pater mitzvah. According to the Miri, it's good. He has another pasuk because a separate pasuk it says and it was tarid in a srach mitzvah. It doesn't have to be mamish in a mitzvah. So shevar brachos is like a srach mitzvah. I understand why he's going to be pater, but according to Rashi, the chayra, it's going to be shver. Why is it that a person, a chassan, who is tarud, is going to be pater from Kriyat Shema? Here's the makar.
That this Tana holds similar like the Meiri. That what Rashi was saying before was what we were saying before of Isaac Mitzvah, and the second pasuk is a special Isaac Mitzvah, very Kiddush.
So you could say like this. You could say like this. Cheskel, use what you said like this. This Tana doesn't hold of Isaac Mitzvah, pater from Mitzvah. So what does he do with the pasuk? Peshib Tzucha Be'isecha V'lech Tzucha V'derech. If he doesn't hold a Isaac mitzvah, pater on a mitzvah, maybe he uses it for tarid. So he tarid, he holds up. So in other words, the Meiri's maskana would be, according to Rashi, that with the Havamim, or according to the Mandama, that doesn't hold a Isaac mitzvah, pater on a mitzvah. So there, he would agree that there's a din of what is it? We asked, what does he do with the pasuk? And Achanan, maybe use the pasuk for something else. What for tarid?
How does he learn from the pasuk?
The same way the Miri learned it from the pasuk.
That it's only switching it around after
you make the position. So it's a question on the Miri. How does the Miri learn the pasuk? The Miri himself learns the pasuk. Lech tucha baderech as prat le isik le tarot. Right? Chosin was tarot. He's going. So perhaps that'll be the pshat, and that'll be the makor v'yach v'esnesh. It's a nice pshat. What? And a chalami, so he'll use one pasuk for something else. You have to know he has to use the other pasuk for. Learned, but once he uses the other pasuk,
he learned both, so that's why you could do. That's what? Why you could say that this pasuk.
Yeah, he'll have to use the pasuk for something else. I'll let you figure that out. Tanya Amar Abchanina Abchananya Bar Akavya Koisve Svarim Tfilin Umezuzus Hein Vetagrehem Vetagre Tagrehem V'Chol Oiskim Lecha Shemayim Lasuye Moichre Tcheles Ptur Mekriyashma Umenatfila Umenatfilin. Mikol mitzvah samurus b'toyra. The kaim di rabbi segli shor b'gli si rabbi segli. Oimer aisek b'mitzvah pater min hamitzvah. So it says kois ve svarim tefillin mezuzos hein v'tagrein v'tagrei tagrein v'chol ois kima melechah shemaim lasuye moichrei tcheles. Some sort of extra chiddush in moichrei tcheles. What's the extra chiddush in moichrei? It says Rashi. Rashi says, Tagrayan, Haloikhin mehem kide limkor ulhamtiyam litzarech lahem. Someone, Tagrayan is the person that buys from the Kaisvei Svarim and the Kaisvei Tefillin, and you're selling it kide limkor. And to provide them for people that need them. So there's an interesting diuk that the Achroinim make here in Rashi. Why does Rashi say, why does Rashi just say the following thing?
It's not for the mitzvah at all.
Sounds like he's doing it, he's saying, I want to be involved in a mitzvah. I'm good at sales. So I could sell if I want cell phones. I could sell if I want couches. I want to sell tefillin because I want to be involved in a mitzvah. Then he's called an Isaac b'mitzvah. But if he's just doing it because he thinks that he can make a lot of money and he doesn't really care about the tefillin, it's the diak of the Magen Avraham, a diak in Rashi. Says the Bir Halacha, what are you talking about? We don't care what your kavana is. You're Isaac b'mitzvah. Isaac b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. It makes a difference what your kavana is?
Would it depend if it's a mitzvah or not?
What?
Will your kavana depend on the mitzvah if it's a mitzvah?
Will your mitzvah depend on the kavana? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we hacked out this morning with Rabbi Wiener. So I want to suggest the possible answer. This is the Bir Halachas Kasha on the Magen Avraham. What difference does it make what your kavana is? Perhaps as follows. If I'm doing a real mitzvah, for example, one of the mitzvahs of Taryag, I'm doing Hashavas Aveda. It doesn't make a difference what my kavana is. I'm Oisik and Hashavas Aveda right now. Then maybe you don't care your kavana. However, if over here, you're not doing a... He's not learning with the Svarim. He's writing Svarim. He's not even writing Svarim. He's selling Svarim. So that's a mitzvah. He's a Oisik b'maleches shamayim. He's a person who's busy and he's doing Hashem's way with Hashem. Well, it depends. If it's all about his pocket, so this is not about Hashem stuff. It could be there are goyim that are busy selling svarim. It's a you get a profit. It's nothing to do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chlal. So then maybe Rashi says in Echanami the din of Oisik mitzvah patur mitzvah is only going to be when you have kavana. Okay. Rashi says, Moichre Tcheles Letzitzis. Yehuda Vagshol was Medaik. Why does Rashi say Moichre Tcheles Yehuda Vagshol Shlita? Why does it say Moichre Tcheles Letzitzis? As opposed to what? As opposed to just for your polo shirt? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe as opposed to your... happens to be Tcheles was a very, very popular color. It was a very royal color. It was actually illegal in certain countries to wear tcheles. That's why because it was considered to be royalty. It was like a special color. Maybe that's his lafuke. Just wearing a stump. He wanted to say it's lafuke. Lafuke using it in the Beis Hamikdash. The Mishkan. Mishkan has tcheles v'argomon v'tzolah shani v'sheish v'izin ma'iris elim v'adamim. So there's also tcheles in the Beis Hamikdash. So why does Rashi mean? Rashi is saying that it's coming to Mechadesh Tchilas for Tzitzis. Well, what's the special Chiddush over here? Because Tzitzis, I mean, there's two Chiddushim that Achroinim bring. We gave out Eitzim Forshia Talmud. There's two Chiddushim when it comes to Tzitzis. First of all, Tzitzis is Mechal Mitzvah Yirah Mechuyevin. But it's not mechuyev. We were. Moshe Feinstein says, "Bizman hazeh, Klal Yisrael is mekabel themselves to wear tzitzis, and a person should not work even arba amos without a tzitzis." But in the time of the Gemara, we were not mechuyev in tzitzis. So you say, "Oisik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, mitzvah kiyumis." Mitzvah not mechuyev in. That's a chiddush. There's another chiddush. Tchelos are not ma'akev in your tzitzis. It's just, the Lashon uses a hider, it's not really a hider, it's just a hider. So, when I can be Mekayim, my mitzvah's tzitzis, and be Mekayim another mitzvah, are you makpid on the hider? That's the Mordechai. Not just the Mordechai anymore, it became like a whole big machlekes. So it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't paskin this memra. The Rambam doesn't paskin that Moichre tcheles is pater, why not? Because tcheles not ma'akev, and maybe the Rambam holds in a chanami. If it's not ma'akev, you taka don't say I say doch Isaac mitzvah patur on a mitzvah. Maybe that'll be you for the shayla. The Or Zeruah says on any mitzvah kiyumis, you don't say Isaac mitzvah patur on a mitzvah. It's a pella. What does he do with our Gemara? we're saying it on tcheles. Maybe in a chanami. He doesn't paskin. Those who doesn't paskin like this member. So therefore, he's going to say that's why he said that.
What does the Emet Bracha do with this?
What's the problem?
He says that tefillin, you don't do the extra stuff. You drop the extra and do the other mitzvah. So there's no Isaac by tefillin, by the extra kavana.
Because we don't paskin like this. That's what I'm telling you. We don't paskin. Yeah, maybe that's good for why we won't paskin that way. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Beis Hashem, Bali Neder. We're going to continue next year. It's a new sugya. Siyata Dishmaya. Next year, the first day of the year is a tainus. Yosef Tzvi has so kindly volunteered to do a chazar. It was a rough week. There's a lot going on this week. True, there's a lot going on, but Baruch Hashem, he has what to do on the Tanis and Bez Hashem. the Olam has volunteered to take a Bechina on Thursday night. I appreciate that. That also, Beis Hashem, we're going to do that. What? Next Thursday night after we the end of the week. So that way you have Rosh Hashanah. We have the whole Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, we have time to chazaz what to do. I want to share with you a thought on Rosh Hashanah. I apologize if I'm not sharing your thought on Nitzavim. I'll tie it into Nitzavim just a teeny weeny bit if you want. In the pasuk it says, "Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem." In the Zohar Kodesh it says, "Hayoyim is Rosh Hashanah." Hayoyim, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem is Rosh Hashanah. It's a remez to Rosh Hashanah. It's no coincidence we're laying this right before Rosh Hashanah. Yushalmi State Adavar Noira, Davar Noira in Yushalmi. Revolver used to say over this Yushalmi. Shami says the din on Rosh Hashanah is based on what you do on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. We always think this is something that mamish boggles the mind. We always think the din of Rosh Hashanah is on what you've done in the past. Says Yishami, no. It's on what you do on Rosh Hashanah. What happens on Rosh Hashanah. Pele. Pele Otzum. What's the pshat of that? How does that make any sense? And I'll explain. With a little hoisafa. What happened at Rosh Hashanah? Historically, what was the Hashanah is Hayoim Haras Olam. The day of the creation of the world, but not really. Haras Olam just means the pregnancy of the world, really. That's what it really means. Hirayon. And Isha that's Behirayon is she's pregnant. The Tosfos says Hashem didn't create the world on Aleph Tishrei. Hashem thought of creating the world on Aleph Tishrei. He actually created it in Nisan. Not so well-known fact, Tosfos says. Hashem thought to create the world. Hayom haras olam. Hashem was pregnant with the world. So Rosh Hashanah is really about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to do. And I believe that the din on Rosh Hashanah is, what do you think you're going to do? What are your machshavas? What are your plans? What are your aspirations? When it comes to Rosh Hashanah is an extremely sensitive time. And some people don't necessarily realize that. Some people have issues with anxiety, so you have to like calm, relax, chill, it's okay. But I want you to understand, the Bris Karov did not learn on Rosh Hashanah. He only said Tillim. Someone asked him why. He said, because I'm afraid that when I'm walking there, I might not be thinking. So I'd rather just say Tillim, because I know that I'm being Oisik in a mitzvah the whole time. He was so sensitive to Rosh Hashanah, he wouldn't learn. I mean, it wasn't that much time on Rosh Hashanah anyway, but he just the whole time learning. Just saying Tillim. It's extremely sensitive, Rosh Hashanah. What's the pshat? I'll explain to you as follows. I had a Talmud who was dating for a few years and it wasn't going. And I said to him, I think you're not dating right. And we spoke about it. And he's a pretty out there type of guy, loud, smokes, he's a mover, shaker, like not the greatest like sitter, doesn't sit in the basement so well, And I told him, I said, I really don't think you should be talking about smoking on your first date. He says, I don't talk about smoking. I smoke on my first date. I'm like, no. You should not be smoking on your first date. He said, well, why not? What? I'm gonna pretend? What I should pretend? This is who I am. I smoke, and I tell I got ADD, ADHD. I tell I got kicked out of high school, elementary school. I tell everything. I'm like, listen, okay. I think we know why you're not. It never went past the first date. I was like, you can't do that. He says, what? I shouldn't be real. I said, you should be real. But a real person that goes for an interview, so you go on a date, you don't like take off your shoes, kick up your feet, take out your shirt, and like, it's like, okay, this is the way I'm going to be at home, so you should get used to it. It doesn't work that way. A person has to present. I'm presenting. And that's respectful. It's not faking. It's not faking. This is the way that I would love to be able to be the whole time. I can't. I got, I have to like let my hair down a little bit, but. He got married to the next girl. He got engaged. He went out with Baruch Hashem, married with many children. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, I know. But what's my point? Rosh Hashanah was Shavah Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're being respectful. Hashem, this is what we want to be. This is what we understand that you're deserving of this type of respect. I'm not going to be able to hold this together for, I don't even know, for another week. I'll try. We try during the whole Aser Simei Tshuva. We don't eat paspalter, which means that shouldn't be eating Anderson pretzels or anything that else has that any type of mezonos from Chutz Laaretz. Because we try for a week to say, Hashem, I'm going to make the best impression I can. Why? Not because we want to try to like get through the din or because we want to fake. It's because with Shana Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is our hirayon. This is what we're kind of like hoping for, aspiring for. The word rechem, which is with the womb, and the word machar, says the Maharal, is the same words. So you want to know what's going to happen next year? I don't want to talk about last year. Last year's done. I think what's going to be this year. So I want to be in that rechem. How am I ma'or midas harachamim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I say, Hashem, forgive me. I know I'm a jerk, but just forgive me. It doesn't work. It works. You say, Hashem, this is where I want to get to. So I'm going to put on my best. I'm going to try to present the best I can, because this is respectful to understand the nature of our relationship. So during Rosh Hashanah, we should try to be at our best behavior, not because we're faking, but because that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu what our aspirations and our goals are. And we're human, and maybe we won't get there this year, maybe we'll never get there, but we understand that that's the way a person, when he goes on a date, and we're Zoicha and Rosh Hashanah, to be able to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way a person presents. And there's a shem, and that's chus v'siyat d'shmaya. Every single one of us will be zoicha to aksiva chsima toiva, gut geben shtior, shema toiva, mesupa, sit down. It was a year full of aliyah and toiva and yirishamayim. B'zoicha to make kinyonim in our learning. B'zoicha to have simcha satoira, ava satoira. We'll be zoicha to become better people, better friends, better spouses. B'zoicha to Hashem, we'll be zoicha to a year. We'll be able to see the binyan beis hamikdash makabel pnei mashiach tzidkenu mehirav yameinu. Amen. My friends, the oilam is invited to my house. I'm gonna make it. Are you gonna make it? I didn't think so. Tell David Shor.
David Shor.
You are gonna be there.
What was that?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I'm saying? No, that's what I'm saying.
Be cool.
I know you're listening.